What's up, everybody? It's another episode of the D-Star Show, man. Hey, man, I want to thank Dope Live TV, man, for giving us the opportunity to be on their show, man. If y'all get a minute, man, go back and watch that on Dope Live TV on YouTube, Facebook Live. You can find it on our Facebook page. Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Shit, man. Get ready for the live. Another crazy show, man.
Sorry, I missed the last two shows, man, when he invited us on the show, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, Don't Live in TV, man. Hey, it's a great show, man. Me and Jordan had the opportunity to be on this show Monday and Tuesday. If y'all get a chance, go back and listen to it, man. They had a relationship roundtable. Great time. Had a great time, man. If you get a chance, go back and listen to it, Kevin. What's going on, Jordan?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Ready to get it. Where them girls at?
I don't know, man. They dragging their feet.
I like always.
And dragging their feet, man. I don't know what's to this, but tonight gonna be
more about the show. I'm gonna get y'all visit on.
Oh, yeah, man. Greg Gray, the host, Dope Living TV podcast. Check them out. They had us on one day, and it was a live show, so people could see our faces. They could see how we react to certain things. And then at the same time, it was also interactive. Like people could make comments and stuff like that. It was a dope time, man. Yeah. Apparently, we stirred stuff up so much on Tuesday they wanted us back on Wednesday.
Okay, y'all was out there making big moves.
Yeah, you know, trying to represent as best we can.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Is this time change kicking y'all ass too?
I actually been waking up earlier. I've been getting up like between 5:30 and 6 o'clock type of
day. Yeah, really, but I'm talking about when I get home, boy, I just be wanting to pass out. That's what happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it do that.
Nah. I think it's just because it get dark earlier. But I've been getting up. I've been actually, but because it get dark earlier, it do make me tired earlier. Like, I'll be ready to go in the house soon as I get off of work because it's dark. Like, once it's dark, put me in the crib.
Yeah, your body natural rhythm is supposed to get up when the sun come up and go down when the sun go down. It's just natural.
All right, Brother Jordan.
But shit, they just legalized marijuana in Ohio.
What? Yo, Ohio is legal. We're legal in Ohio now.
What? Yeah, what? We can smoke marijuana in 30 days. Well, shit, I've been Ohio. Smoking my shit because I got the medical marijuana card. I ain't like you regular Ohioans. Being hip.
Dang. So that mean y'all boys got it good down there.
Yeah, hit me. They ain't passing the Indy.
Nah, hell no. Nah, but hell,
you know, Indiana be everything.
Indiana gonna keep locking folks up just like Georgia.
For real.
They don't play down here.
Nakiva, you talk to Kenyatta?
Huh?
I said you talk to Kenyatta.
No, I haven't. I'm sure she'll be on in a second.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get started, got, bro. Oh, yeah, go ahead. What you gonna say, dude?
You know, I was gonna let everybody know our audio is live on our Facebook page right now, so we may get some questions tonight from our audience.
Okay. Then. Hey, come on with it, then. I'll be ready. 10 toes down.
For sure.
I got a real interesting topic, but I put it in the chat earlier I wanted to talk about. But y'all go ahead. We get started with the social media you did. I heard word of mouth, Keke Palmer.
I was just about to say it.
Such and such and such and such. But y'all go ahead and tell it because I just heard.
Go ahead, Kevin. Social media.
So I just. So look, I ain't even. So first off, let me shout out to a news outlet called The Neighborhood Talk. I like them better than The Shade Room.
Okay.
Because they still let people cuss and all that extra shit. Like, the shade room be on some fake shit sometimes. They be reporting fake news. So shout out to the Neighborhood Talk. I like their platform better, but I just got on the shade room today and I saw that Keke Palmer or whatever, I guess put a domestic violence charge out on her boyfriend or some shit like that.
What? I ain't seen
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You gotta look, it just posted. She filed a restraining order out against him. Abusing her multiple times.
Somebody, the same dude that.
The nigga that looked like the Crisco guy.
He said, "Crisco, you stupid."
the same dude that had the problem with the Usher stuff.
Yeah,
it was definitely giving issues at home. So yeah, I could see that.
But my thing is this though.
That's crazy.
He must ain't beat her hard enough because she still did the shit.
Calvin.
I mean, I ain't condoning that. I'm not condoning that. But what I'm saying, she ain't that much scared of him. That's what I'm trying to get at. Now she filing charges against him for abusing her, like. Abuse didn't just start after Usher. That shit been going on. So why now you got the courage to do that shit?
First of all, how we even know that the shit real?
That's true too.
Cause I mean they try to get Idris Elba like this. I mean not Idris Elba, what's my boy name?
I'm like, who?
Come on, y'all gotta help me out. What's the boy name for the latest Rocky movie?
Michael B. Jordan?
No, the other dude.
The nigga that looked like a fish.
That bitch said the nigga that looked like a fish.
The nigga that looked like a fish. Damn,
boy. Jonathan Majors, bro. Yeah. That's his name.
Oh, yeah. Like...
You feel me? So it's always some Jonathan Majors or some Amber Heard or some he but, did this
was he,
and she
was
did
he,
that.
Was he found not guilty or... I mean, I'm just, hearing, but...
They Jonathan Majors? It.
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors, yeah, bro. Apparently, his shorty's supposed to be facing charges.
Well, that don't mean this person didn't do it. Why is the first thing y'all going to is that he didn't do it and that man innocent?
I'm not saying that, but I think that we live in a society where no matter what a shorty say... You feel me? No matter what a shorty say, the dude gonna face ramifications.
I mean, even that could happen either way. That could happen either way, but... What happened to us believing first and asking questions later? Like
that's the problem. That's the problem.
But that's also the problem when black women not protected. Everybody think we always over exaggerate or we playing about some shit. Like,
but no. y'all should be more mad about the people who do be playing.
Okay,
because it make people
be
take y'all less
serious. Everybody can't take blame to what one person or a few people did. If that's the case, me and y'all just as responsible for the men who do beat up on women. They making it bad for y'all.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that,
bro.
I'm saying.
How you gonna tell this man that's what he said?
Because I don't know. Cut, bro. I'm just trying to like let's hold on and think about this before you just accuse somebody of doing this or accuse somebody of doing that. Let's get the facts before we just
before you accuse somebody of lying. Let's get the
facts. Yeah, let's get the facts before.
Hey, real talk. If he would beat her behind, she would never did what she did with us.
That's not true.
That is true. She would have been scared to go home.
If you get ass whoopings, you don't do stuff like that. Real talk.
That's like saying a kid ain't gonna be bad because they get their ass beat all the time. What the fuck?
I didn't. Shit.
Kids still be bad as fuck getting their ass.
I think I agree with Nakiva on that, man. I don't know, bro. If he was running her fade before the Usher thing, it was crazy.
Because she get whooped on, like that sounds so fucked up to even say. Like,
hey, hold on. Let me say this. It's a lot of women who will stay in like abusive relationships. No problem.
It is, but that don't mean that if they was doing this, if that's the case, motherfuckers will walk on eggshells their whole life to not get their ass beat.
And a lot of shorties pride themselves on fighting a nigga, bro. How many of these shorties you see now? He'd be like, "Yeah, I'll fight with my nigga."
I understand.
All right, it's some shorties out here that's gonna do it. It's some shorties out here that's definitely gonna do it, bro.
There's a lot of shorties out here that think it ain't niggas.
Yeah, 100%.
That's true.
That's definitely true. It's a lot of people out here.
Knock you the fuck out.
I don't believe in provoking me. I don't believe in talking to nobody. don't yeah. think you're provoking nobody.
Nah, you shouldn't for be sure. provoking nobody 100%. But I'm just saying with the whole Keke Palmer thing, just like with anything, we only know what's on like on Front Street. So that's like if I go down to the courthouse and say, you know, I need a restraining order on my boss because she swung on me. All the court gonna know is I told them that my boss swung on me. You feel me? Like that's gonna be the whole narrative. So that's what I'm saying. Like, nah, I need some more evidence before I could really, you feel me, pick a side type of deal.
Calvin, you coming with these new sources? I don't know. The Shade Room been pretty trustworthy.
I just said the Shade Room said that.
Hey,
I thought you said the neighborhood people said.
No. I said shout out to the neighborhood talk. I never said they.
Bro,
just said
what that. If they ain't tell you nothing?
Yeah, the Shade Room said that. But my thing is this though, Keke, if he really was like putting his hands on you, I'm sorry, I apologize on his behalf. But if he ain't and you lying,
I think she got too God much integrity you. To be lying about that. And let's not forget, I don't know if y'all recall, Keke Palmer has been out at Trey Songz years ago, and nobody believed her. And now multiple women, and he has been accused multiple times with evidence on forcefully taking sex from women, forcefully kissing women that did not want to accept his sexual advances. I don't think it's in her character to really just be a liar like that. I mean,
so we got another R. Kelly on our hands.
I mean, they've been saying that about Trey. I ain't gonna hold you. That's been.
I don't really fuck with Trey like that.
Just saying.
So is Trey out here feeling on the booty.
Boy, you funny.
If y'all Trey cancel us, just cancel Calvin, because I'm not going down with him.
No, don't cancel me. I'm just bullshit. I'm just trying to have a good time. I support women. I'm an activist.
A what?
Whatever, not an activist.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm under the influence.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they just legalized it yesterday, dog.
That bitch wasted no time.
I didn't have my card though.
That bitch said, "I'm finna pour the Taylor right now."
Yeah, y'all funny. Boy, y'all really finna get started, huh? Hey man.
Shout out to all the veterans. Tomorrow's Veterans Day.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
We get the day off?
They get 40% off at the dispensary.
I thought it was the day the 10th.
Today's the 9th.
Oh, the Veterans Day is Saturday. Oh, hey, but
no, it's tomorrow.
Veterans Day is on the 11th, man.
Ain't no school tomorrow because it's Veterans Day. I know what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's okay, just probably the day that they recognize the holiday.
What?
Hey, you're
I know y'all was an hour behind, but I ain't know y'all was a day behind.
Well, we ain't no day behind. That's in the queue, boy. You funny.
Hold on. Why would they cancel school on a Friday as Veterans Day?
Okay. Hold on. Let me run this.
So they don't go to school on Saturday.
Bruh, they recognize some holidays, even if they fall on the weekends, because that's just the holiday.
Can somebody Google this? Because this
you funny.
It's
you
crazy.
Funny.
No, it's just like Martin Luther King's birthday.
I need his a fact check.
His birthday may fall on a Saturday, but you still going to be out of school on that Monday.
I just want to know, am I wrong?
You wrong. You dead.
I just Googled it.
Okay, never mind. But why the fuck they got them kids out of school? That shit didn't piss me off.
Hey, man.
We have to take out work.
I ain't off of work. If I still work for the city... I would have been off of work. They was off of work for election day.
So banks closed tomorrow?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know nothing now. Yeah, I thought crazy. I knew. I don't know man. Nothing now.
Hey, America, if you just find out, man, Indiana ain't only an hour behind. They're dead ahead.
Oh, man, forget you, D.
Boy, you funny. Hey, but you ain't lying. As soon as I'm off work, like if it's like 6 o'clock, I'd be like, oh, it's the next day already. I don't even be thinking about the rest of the shit. I'll be already on the next day, like, okay, what I'm wet am I need to work out.
The whole, right. Like it's dark when you get out. It's like, you know what, this day is over. It's nothing else that I can even do.
Over it.
Man.
If you ain't recording or drinking wine, I gotta do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you're hilarious. Oh, man, let's touch on another topic.
Let's address some of the clips that you did today, man. I know we ain't on program like Kiana sent, not Kiana, Nikiva sent that to us, but you did send a lot of interesting clips into the chat today.
Bruh, I don't know which one y'all want to start on first, but I know we wrote the outline. I want to talk about like the whole LGBTQ community, bro.
I don't know parts.
I think like the thing you can't like bash them type of deal. Don't get me wrong, but you should be able to say whatever you want to say about whoever you want to say. Because I mean that's your freedom of speech type of deal. But it's things that's like factual and not factual. You feel me? Like what we was talking about earlier. So. They had this little boy out. He was trick or treating. I don't even know where this was at or what happened. I gotta do some more research. But this little boy was trick or treating, and he had on a dress. So he probably couldn't have been no more than like maybe three to 4 years old. Maybe.
Nah, he was like six.
Six? I was gonna say.
He looked like he was up in age, man.
All right, so let's say 6, 7 years old. I don't know. It's hard for me to gauge because I got my daughter not even 2 yet. And she
I'm about to look at the picture.
Smart.
It's giving like 4.
4? I would say like 5. Maybe a rough 5.
Either way, that's unacceptable.
Thank you. So they had this boy walking around.
I don't like that.
Let me finish telling them. They had a boy walking around in a dress.
Oh, he didn't tell the story.
It was from, that's because y'all looked it up. Y'all seen it in the chat. He was dressed up as like Elsa from Frozen. And I've never seen Frozen. But I guess it's a character called Elsa. And, you know, the boy was not only dressed up as the character, he was like kind of prancing around a little bit too. Like, hold up. Like, you feel me? Y'all ever seen how Edna Mode walk? Like, real slow? Like, tiptoe-y type of deal? He was doing one of them, though.
And, like piano heels?
Man, I hope not. I hope not, because he was moving way too good in them joints. Yeah, bro, I hope not. But real talk, man, I was sitting here looking at this, and I'm like, bro, ain't no way. They got this boy outside looking like this. You feel me? And I think the lack of having like men in your lives, like father figures, like dude, step up, bro.
His dad was in the video.
Hey, I don't know if that was his real pops or he adopted. I need to do more research because ain't no way, but boy, ain't no way, but
ain't no way. Was talking and the daddy was holding his hand. He was,
but yeah, nah. Nah, but what then? Nah, he need his real pants.
In his life, and it's like,
yeah, bro, it's unacceptable. Like, what do you mean? He like Elsa, Frozen. He want to dress? Nah, bro, I'm finna tell you. Like, what boy? This is a boy. You a boy?
Yeah, and that's what we gotta stop, man. The TV shows, the commercials, they just too eye open with it. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a big deal about an interracial couple being on TV. You know what I'm saying? They made a big deal about that. But now they're making it seem like it's just cool for two guys or two women to be kissing on TV. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just too much right now, man. We teaching our kids something that they don't need to be learning. And now you got people in schools trying to show these kids, hey, it's okay to express who you are. When you're 8, 9 years old, you're a kid. You're innocent. You're being taught by your parents. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to, like Joe was saying, it's up to the parents, especially the guys out here, man, to teach your young man, hey, you're a young man. Mothers, teach your daughter, hey, you're a girl, you're a young girl. You know what I'm saying? It started at home. Once they get out here on the internet and get in schools and stuff, man, they teach them all kind of crazy stuff.
That's but it. If you that start is really home, the internet.
But if you start at home at a young age,
you're right,
teaching your kids what they should know. It don't matter what they see on the internet. It don't matter what they see other people do, because they gonna know that's wrong. My mom and dad didn't teach me that. It's these missing parents in the relationship. It's these missing parents, missing fathers in these boys' lives that ain't teaching these kids nothing. So now when they go out, hey, they sit in the street, hey, I'm not supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you 100% right on that, man. And I think that, yo, reality check is, bruh, dudes is softer than ever now. Like I was saying about the testosterone between my granddad, you know what I'm saying, his father, me, you feel me, the my father, like the testosterone levels, and most people just keep going down, bruh. They keep dropping over time. And it's because of, like, bad food, smoking habits, eating habits, not exercising, all that other good stuff. But if you take the dudes out of the society, the masculine dudes out there, society, how does the society keep functioning? And then I want to ask y'all, did y'all see the picture with the black dude dressed up in the tutu? For his
with his daughter and his girl?
Yeah, with his daughters and his old lady.
Yeah, I don't approve of that either. I think, and I think as a woman, I would never ask my guy to match us as girls. Like, your whole thing for me as a man, the whole thing is like, we're your ladies. I don't want you to look like you're one of the ladies. I want you to be the man and we're the ladies. I mean, I don't need you to match my energy as a woman, really, on no type of level.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't like even when men use the term, like, even if it's like a situation where, like, oh, a girl is acting immature to men, like, well, I'm just matching your energy. Like, I don't feel for no circumstance that a man should be matching my energy as a woman. I feel like his energy should be trying to lead the energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's going on. If you can't get your act together, you know, like, because if we all on the same energy, then what's going on here? There's no level to it. I think that it's natural for any kid, boy or girl, to maybe get not even confused sometimes, but they might like different things. There's nothing wrong with a girl liking Power Rangers and a boy liking Elsa, but I don't think it's appropriate at that age to be allowing them to express. At that age, you guide the best way you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of like how Boosie felt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Boosie did a lot of talking about the LGBTQ community and how he just don't. That's just not how he rocked. And his daughter ended up coming out as, you know, a lesbian, bisexual, whatever she is. But he also made the comment, like, she waited till she was 21 to do that. She know what she want to do. I didn't tell her the best way I can. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where you could come out and do what you want to do. But as a kid, I think it's not appropriate for us to not have no type. And I think we talked about this before, Jordan. The standard is being diminished. It's going to be no standard at all for us to look at some point, if everybody just allowed to express the way they want, just because you feel a way don't mean it's right. Just because you do a way don't mean it's right. Now, I don't have nothing against no community or nothing like that. Like, but I think that it's very important to, like, structure kids on, like, the ways of, like, the standard of what, you know, what you feel like is right as a parent. And then as they grow as an individual and as a person, yeah, you can't make them deter from that, but you can teach them the best way that they are supposed to. Because there's nothing wrong with redirecting. That's what you're supposed to do with children. If your little boy is becoming a little bit more feminine or whatever, but you know, like, hey, this might not really just be him. He just might be around. He got too many aunties around. You know what I'm saying? You redirect. You get him some masculine sports. You get him around some males. You get him into some things that feed his masculine energy. I don't think it's okay just to accept, like, oh, well, he likes to put on dresses, so this is what he wants to be for the rest of his life. No, you need to redirect that energy. And then, you know, down the line as they get older, yeah, that might change. Yeah, that might be something different. And then that's when you know. But there is nothing wrong with redirecting your children in the right way. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing wrong with supporting them and what they want to do. But at 5 years old, you cannot make 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You cannot make people go through phases, but you can not make a conscious decision that's going to be a life-changing decision to just stick with your kids on what they feel at that time. You can express, and we could talk about. I can explain. I can redirect. You can express again. But at the same time, you don't have to accept And that's not, and children are not to make the standard, because that's what parents are losing their focus at too. And parents are losing their position as parents because everybody thinks that a kid is entitled to an adult level of expression. You're entitled to express and do what you want, but at a child's level, because you don't know everything. Your brain not even developed enough. You don't even understand the consequences that come with actions until you're 25. That's a proven fact. So that's my feeling behind it. And I don't, that's not me being like biased or nothing like that, you know, whatever, or I'm not against no community, but as far as children, I think nothing is wrong with redirection and nothing is wrong with explanation, because kids need to know. Kids get confused. Kids don't know what they like sometimes. Just because a little dude like putting on dresses don't mean he's gonna be gay. He needs to be redirected a little bit, like, hey, let's take you up here so you can see what the boys do. You're
100% right about that. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, because it don't inherently lead to that person becoming either way or the other way. But you know what I'm saying? I think that redirection, like what you were saying, is critical. And the saddest part, bro, it's getting so critical in our society, is that like people really think it's okay to do this. You feel me? Like to live these type of lifestyles and then be bold enough to put it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the wildest part about it for me, because not only is that like showing the world something that some people may not like, but now you showing the world something that some people may get on board with. You feel me? Now some people who ain't never seen this before is gonna be doing this just for the hell of doing it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was just gonna ask, at the same time, is it acceptable for a girl to put on a man's Halloween costume? Like, if your daughter wanted to be like Jason or something like that.
And I think it is a bias when it comes to that, because
it is. It's a double standard.
Yeah, I can see that, and I can acknowledge that, because with me having a daughter, my daughter is very into she's very into scary movies. She has actually dressed up as Pennywise, which we all know that's a male character for Halloween. She dressed up as Pennywise because she loved Pennywise, but the Pennywise outfit that she got was a dress, but it just was Pennywise, like, decoration type thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's ways to maneuver around it, and to be honest, I'm gonna be just, like, real straightforward and honest, like, even if it wasn't, like, a girl costume or, like, a dress, a girl Pennywise, I would've still let her wear it, just because I think it's a fundamental difference of how each gender, as far as little girls and little boys, look at the differences. Girly items are very girly. It's hard to get away from the girliness of things. Boy items, especially when it comes to Halloween item, which is what we're talking about right now, it's scary. So it's hard to decipher what will be okay and what would not be okay. So me personally, I can't sit here and lie and say, like, if she want to be Jason, I won't let her be Jason, because she loves Jason. She loves Michael Myers. She loves Pennywise. She's into scary movies. A boy, like I said, could be into Cinderella and stuff like that, but I don't think it's appropriate just because the level of femininity is way higher than the level of masculinity is if we're comparing costumes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. So I think it's a double standard, though, but I think it's a good double standard, bro. Like, I don't mind that one. I don't mind that one. Like, I got daughters. If my daughters came to me and said she wanted to be like, well, actually, hold up. Let me preface this. Somebody else's kids, because I don't even do the whole Halloween thing. I'm not finna start. But if my daughter came and said, oh, yeah, I want to be like, you know, Jack the Ripper or something like that. Okay, or like Freddy Krueger or something, I could probably reason with it, but I mean.
And even to take it back, I think it's just, I think that, and I almost hate to like be such a Jordan today, but like, I think it's just, it's also a different standard that we need to hold little boys to that's going to become grown men. You know what I'm saying?
Bingo.
It's a big difference on what we're going to allow, and it's a big difference on what it looks like to become a young man versus what it looks like to become a young woman, because women can have levels to, you know, femininity that looks different. I don't think they're made to be on equal playing fields as far as that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's made to be on equal playing fields as far as what we allow and what it can turn into. You know what I'm saying? I think it is just different. I think the makeup genetically and what the feeling that comes with putting on those different costumes mean and feel to each gender. I don't think it feels the same, it looks the same, or it comes off, you know, in any type of shape or form, the same as if a boy puts on a dress versus if a girl wants to dress up as a baseball player. I don't, and I think maybe that could be wrong. Maybe that could be a double standard. It could be a bias, but I think it needs to be a difference of the standard that we're being, that young men are being held to, because they're going to grow up to be men.
So what you're saying is men and women are equal.
On that type of level, yeah. Because let's be honest, if we just talking about costume or cross dressing, it makes a difference of how you present yourself as a man. We have women can be, and like I said, it's biased. I can't say nothing.
I don't think women should be masculine, bro.
I don't either. But I think women, I think women can be tomboyish and still feminine. I think that there's women who like to wear gym shoes and don't like to wear heels, but that don't make them less of a woman.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's kind of the comparison of where I'm putting it to, but you can. It's a difference between a girl who likes to wear gym shoes and does not like to wear heels or feminine outfits and still can be womanly versus a man who would like to wear heels and not gym shoes. It's a difference.
Mm. So what you're saying is, it's cool if a girl wears some Chucks, but as soon as a man start carrying one of their man bags, it's a problem.
Well, if you not for that specific reason, I am a person that feels like. It depends on the type. If we talk about man bags per se, I don't mind the fanny packs that go around like the neck. You might be, because a lot of guys that I know, they might carry their pistol in one, they might carry their money in one, or a book bag. But cross body hanging purses, dangling tote bags that look very purse like. I think it's very much a difference. I don't, and it's all about.
And you see a lot of these dudes, a lot of these modern day rappers with purses on, crazy.
Yeah, and purses on. A lot of females do say, like, as long as the man bag filled with money, it don't matter. I think I operate off a different type of like kind of old schoolness. Just for my preference, I can't speak to nobody else, but for my preference, I don't mind a fanny pack. And I don't mind if you wear it across your neck, across your chest, you know what I'm saying, whatever that is. But I don't want to be wearing our items the same type of way. I'm going to just put it like that. Me and my man's purse should not be able to match. It should not be able to go across our bodies the same way, and to a point where we're matching. His Fendi cross bag matches my Fendi cross bag. His Fendi cross bag should be a little bit shorter. It should not be on the arm. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be.
I used to wear a fanny pack.
I don't agree.
Back in the 80s. Nah, I wore a fanny pack when I was a lifeguard. That was the only time I ever wore a fanny pack. I mean, I got to save a bit of life. I can't carry the mask and shit in my pocket. Imagine somebody trying to resuscitate you with a wet mask. They just pull it out their pocket.
You stupid.
Hey, you don't know what that's been, man.
What begins to happen, I think what me and Jordan touched on before too, is like, they're starting not to be a standard between men and women, masculinity and femininity, either gender, dating wise. It's just, I think if it continues to go the way that it goes, eventually we're going to be living in a world where gender doesn't even exist. And I think some people aim to live in a world where gender is non-binary. That's not my wish. You know what I'm saying? That's not my plan. That's not my wish. That's not how I see the world working. And I don't think that makes us against any type of community or not. It's all about preference. I don't desire to date a man who feels like he's non-binary. I need a little binary, you know? And for those who don't know what non-binary means, it means that you don't see gender, you just see the person, no matter how you dress, what your sex is, what your gender is, how your sexual preference, your sexual orientation, or how you present yourself, or what you're born with between your legs. I beg to differ. So we can, I think, hey. Sorry, Jordan, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just finna say, well, let's touch on another topic. We at the 30-minute mark, okay. But I don't know what happened to Calvin. He was saying something at one point.
I'll be going to sleep.
He dropped in and then dropped out when we was talking about fanny pack. So
now he was saying that he was saying that he didn't agree that the guy shouldn't wear purses because he got a Michael Kors purse.
Calvin, you out of pocket.
Let me explain.
Oh, he gonna talk off when that come
up. Let me explain. It's not a purse, it's called a satchel. And I have multiple.
I mean, satchels. You know, women, you know,
and guess what, coach, though?
And you go to the women's section, it's a purse area called satchels. I'm just saying.
But, yeah, but listen to me, though. What's in my satchel is different from what's in mother nigga satchels.
I mean,
what's in your satchel?
A couple of guns, some money.
I said that too, though, Kevin. I said it's a lot of women out here, and it's a lot of men who feel like as long as what you're carrying in the apparel is different, it doesn't matter. But I just feel like it should be worn. I think, like, even with fashion, like, I think that my man fashion can match my fashion as far as brand, as far as maybe color, but we should not be carrying the same type of satchel where it fits us the same.
Imagine getting shot by a nigga carrying his pistol in the satchel.
Hey, don't play with us, you hear me?
Hey.
Don't fuck around.
I don't think that makes the man less of a man. I think it just all comes to preference.
Hey, imagine getting clapped. Imagine getting clapped with a dude who pull a micro 12 out of a Fendi crossbody.
Let me switch gears because this is something we want to talk about too. While we talk about men and women, and, you know, dating and all that. So lately, the whole topic on social media on Facebook been like about these lists, and so women, it's been women. It was a list floating around, and I think the number one thing that people was like in awe about was like a lot of women were saying they would like decline a date to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date. I'm gonna tell you right now, you can take me to the Cheesecake Factory, to the Pumpkin Factory, the strip club factory. I'm at all the damn factories. I don't give a goddamn. As long as some of the meat that I eat, I'm not tripping. And like Young Miami said, and I want to quote, hey girl, I want to go wherever my nigga want to go. Wherever you want to go, long as I'm with you, long as we having a good time, long
man,
as
vibes is there. Dudes want to go to Pound Town immediately.
That is a fantasy.
Immediately. Place. They don't even want to go out to eat. I mean, they'll go out to eat after, but immediately, first thought, a dude probably
would. And that probably is true. I had this conversation with one of my male friends before that, like, when you meet a woman in a grocery store, what is your initial thing that you look at with that woman? Like, is she fuckable? I think that's the first thing that men look at.
I think if you meet a woman anywhere, that's the first
that's
thing.
That's the first thing that you're looking at. Like, is she fuckable? So at that point, once you realize if you feel like if she's fuckable, if she's sexually attractive, if that's somebody that you can see yourself laying down with, then you start to, that is always the first thought. And then you start to think on, to embark on, okay, is this woman worth taking on a date? And that's the first thing that attracts you to even getting a woman number. Because most of the time, he see a attractive woman, he's like, oh, let me get at her, let me holler at her. And then you see going forward, is that somebody that you want to even spend your time with? But the first thing that men are attracted to, and I, you know what, to be honest, when I'm thinking about, I'm trying to think, like, when I look at a man, what's the first thing I'm attracted to? It's probably like his looks, his teeth, his shoes. I think before a woman open her mouth, a man, you know, he discovers if she's fuckable. It might change after she open her mouth, depending on.
It definitely gonna change after she open her mouth, depending on what.
But after the first date is what starts making the direction of what's gonna happen. Because contrary to what men believe, a lot of women too. Sometimes they just look at me and like, okay, is this somebody I want to do it to? And contrary to belief too, just because a woman fuck you on the first date, that's not always your decision. That don't mean that you got the skins on the first night because that's what you wanted. Maybe that's what she wanted too. A lot of women know whether they want to have sex with a man on the first night.
But I mean, hear me out. If that you know, that's probably what he wanted. But if that was she wanted, that's even better for me.
That's
even better for who? But who's not to say that we on the same page, you know? And I don't think that makes either party wrong if they're on the same page. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you want to do. That's what I want to do too. Now,
you're right.
Each other in the process.
You said what?
I said, I don't think that sometimes it's just what the man want to do is what the woman want to do in cases as far as having sex. And sometimes in a lot of cases, this was also a Facebook debate on my Facebook friends. A lot of people who have sex on the first night end up being together for a long time.
A lot of people that have first sex on the first night end up not being together.
Yeah, I mean, it just really depends, but I really don't think it, I think that we're kind of getting away from just, oh, she let me hit it on first night, she's not wifeable. Or she's not.
I think you correct about that 100%, but at the same hand, I want to say dudes still do like care about if like, okay, she didn't smash me on the first day, how many other dudes she made that smash on the first day?
Yeah, I think that's always going to be a thought for men, but in the back of their mind, just like.
I was going to say, but at the same time, if you smash a dude on the first day as a shorty and, you know what I'm saying, y'all really hit it off, then it's like, you got to do everything you can if you want to try to maintain his attention. Because dudes, after we done smashed, just like...
Sometimes people do have chemistry. And I think chemistry could be...
Sometimes they do. You're right. And it leads to things. You're 100% right.
A strong thing at times. I think that people who base, like, who a person is based off how they move sexually all the time is not always, you know, not always correct, because we could have a bomb time, have bomb chemistry, and it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm having such a good time. I'm enjoying this man so much. He's got me such in the mood. Like, this is what I want to do, because we all have that right to make that decision. But that does not mean that during that time that you spend with that woman leading up to or after the sex point that you don't want to get to know her even more. Now, some men, if that's what you're looking for, that's all that you're looking for, and you don't see nothing past that, you know what I'm saying, that's different. But I do think anatomy-wise, a lot of men fail to realize that women are liberal sexual beings, just like them. And I think that, I say this too a lot of times, men look at women as far as like, who think they want men for their money is like, you know, oh, they're looking for a trick and something like that. The tricking does not stop even when you marry. Women have sex with their husband based on what they know they're gonna do for them the next day. I'm finna get him some tonight, girl, because I know he gonna you know, I'm finna be nice to my husband for the next few days because this is what I want. This is what
that's crazy though, because we was talking about on the last show, do you remember Marcella saying Shorty's using sex as a weapon? And I think that if you only letting your husband clap, your boyfriend clap, or who I guess if you got a love interest clap, when it's convenient for you, you feel me? And then punish them when it ain't.
I don't think not only when it's convenient, but I do think women realize sometimes the power of what sex possesses. So that don't mean like I'm only gonna have sex with him when I want something. But it's like, I know sometimes too, to satisfy the appetite of a man, to make him a little bit more at ease, to make him a little bit more happy. And that's even in a relationship or not in a relationship, even just dealing with somebody, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe, and I was always taught, even in my first relationship with my baby father and my first time living with somebody, to never use sex as a weapon. When you mad at somebody, don't say, I'm not finna get them done for 2 weeks. You know, because I'm mad at them, because then sex becomes your only weapon in a relationship.
Yeah, you cannot give me none for 2 weeks, but I'm gonna find some.
Right. All right. Or you cannot give me some for 2 weeks. And it's like, for what? So it's like, you using that as a weapon, but now you're decreasing my sex appetite. When as a man, sometimes all y'all needs a little, you know, and I'm not being funny, but like sometimes all your man needs a little bit of whipping into shape, you know what I'm saying? And he over the little argument y'all had, he over the little bullshit you did to make a man. So you really withholding is making a man more angry or making him more anxious or making him more at odds with you. I don't believe in using sex as a weapon, but sex sometimes for men and for women, let's not make it confused, it can be a tool. A lot of men who have nothing in life use their dick as a weapon as far as keeping women entertained and keeping them with them, because this woman is lonely or she don't have nobody or, you know, whatever.
Like, bro, hold on. That's the same thing for shorties, bro. It's a lot of lonely dudes who definitely
but I don't
buying escorts.
But women definitely, yeah. But that's if you're buying escorts, then you're looking for sex to be used as a weapon. That's transactional.
But I mean, you trying to say that there's more dudes just gold diggers than women is gold diggers?
I'm not saying gold diggers materialistic way, but a lot of men who don't have a lot of, because we have had to talk in the past that a lot of women and a lot of shorties are becoming more self-sufficient and some men are not. I think that a lot of women who are self-sufficient, who have money, the only thing that they're lacking that they can do for themselves is get that sexual arousal, which we can with toys, but sometimes people fiend for that human connection. So if you're a woman who has everything in the world, you can buy everything for yourself, you can hire somebody to do everything, and you're like, I just want a man to make me feel good. It's some men who will sit here and make you feel good for a place to stay. Just like vice versa, some women are lonely, they don't have a man, and they just look, you know, I think it's...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know, women use men and men use women. I think that's just the art of life.
Hey, let's talk about, though, the dating standards that we was talking about. And we were saying, you were saying, you know, getting to know somebody on a date and all of that's great. But I said, dudes want to clap immediately. You was like, I want to go wherever my man take me. I said, dudes want to clap immediately. That's what started our conversation.
As far as like a date, physical planning, as far as like these lists that people are coming to where they will not go. Pound Town.
So what's Pound Town is not acceptable?
No, I'm saying Pound Town is not a physical place. We're talking about like an actual place to be taken on a date. You know what I'm saying? Pound Town is not an area. You can't take me to Pound Town Street and give me an address. But I'm saying as far as restaurants, activities, whatever, like that, it's the list floating around as far as what people will not do and what they will do. So I guess my question to y'all as men, on your first date, what's a non-negotiable that you would not accept on the first date with a woman? What's some things, and I'm not even talking about places or, you know, things like that, but just from a woman, what's some things that you would not accept on your first date from a woman, or that would turn you off to never want to date that woman again?
Being late.
Being
late and having them long ass fingernails that I don't like, bro. Well, I guess I would have knew that off top. Yeah, but being late and I guess eating too much food.
Really? Oh, I forgot you is one of them being my niggas. Okay. Well, so I guess I don't relate with the being late, because a lot of men, I think, expect women to be like, oh, they say they're gonna be ready at 7:15, you come to their house to pick them up, they like, 5 more minutes, I'm still freshening up. You know, I think that's kind of like almost like a thing that men kind of expect women. So I never heard a man say that, but that's good to know. If you meet us, hey. If you meeting up, I think that's kind of equal standard, because if I'm meeting up with a man for a day and he's like 15 minutes late, then you already made a bad impression on me.
Exactly.
So if that's what you feel like, the same for women, I really can't I can't knock that as far as meeting up. But I think if you're pulling up to pick up a woman for a date and she needs some extra time to get herself together to look good for you, I don't see that being an issue, unless it's like, you know what I'm saying, an hour, 30 minutes, you're just waiting.
My whole thing is, bro, if y'all know how long it be taking, because y'all kind of got a gauge of how long it's going to be taking. I mean, if we got a date at 8 or 9 o'clock and you got to start getting ready by like 3, that's on you. Or you could just, you know what I'm saying, look regular, how most dudes probably want a shorty to look anyway.
Y'all say that, but that's not what y'all want. Y'all, a lot of men say that they look regular, but y'all appreciate when a woman puts in maximum effort to look good for y'all. And I think that's a good statement to make. Men appreciate when women put in maximum effort to look good for them, to smell good for them, to be on point for them. Now, that's not to say that men don't like women like natural in their natural state, sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's been the prettiest. I hope you don't take it wrong. You know, just to quote Drake. But I think that first impressions, I think that men do appreciate a woman that takes time and that takes the time to like maybe look her best or look her in her highest self that she feel like that she could present at that time for you. You know, it makes you feel good, I think, as a woman and as a man, when somebody takes the time to look good for you. I think it's just like an effort thing, and I think it feels good to just know somebody's putting in effort for you versus how they look.
You're right, but hear me out, bro. We already knew you was a baddie off top. That's why we going on the date.
Yeah, but you know okay. So let me ask you this, because this is a perfect segue into some things that I think sometimes. So if you see me and I present myself, so let's say the first couple times you see me, I mean I'm done to the T, hair done, nails done, feet done, outfit on point, and that's what you begin to expect out of a woman. Then she slowly declines and start transforming back to like, okay, I don't have to put in this much effort for this guy. How would that make you feel?
I think that. The first thing we want to address, like you said earlier, dudes really just, most of the time, and I could be like, you know, biased or wrong about it a little bit. Most of the time, dudes, the first thing we think is she hittable. If she's hittable, now we can go ahead and compromise on other things depending right. on.
But how she looks when you, but if you're going off your first representation of her and if she's hittable, that might not look how she looked in her natural state if she's hittable the same way.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I think that's what we'll notice off top too. If she's a baddie with no makeup on, with decent hair, you know what I'm saying, and nice outfit, if she looks like she been taking care of herself, cool. But the whole like long ass weaves, long ass nails,
I mean that goes
BBL eyelashes. Culture.
I think that goes
eyelashes.
No, that goes into preference though. Like you want a natural woman, you don't care for BBLs, you don't care for long weaves. That goes into preference. I'm just talking about if a woman, even if she doesn't have long weeks, she has a short haircut.
Even if, like, I get what you're saying. I like a woman to take care of herself. Even if that means, like, no weaves, fresh face, like, having a clean face, smelling nice. You feel me? I get what you're saying. What I'm saying is, I don't think dudes really care if a shorty do the most on a first date. Because, like
first,
I said,
on the first date, I do think that.
Especially and not enough to be late. You mean to tell me we had a date plan, you was late because you was trying to get yourself together off of some stuff that I don't even really
okay.
But
sometimes men say that they don't some stuff that they don't care about. But if a woman showed up lacking those things, lacking what's it called?
Well, again, that's why I said if you was like this when I met you, then I probably wouldn't even have wanted to go on a date at all. And if I did want to go on a date, now I'm probably just really trying to smash.
But let's be honest, it's a difference between both genders, though. So that's just like, if you see a man he ain't had his hair cut in 3 months, he got on his work clothes, he construction work, he dirty, ain't got no haircut, whatever like that, you might not be as physically attracted as you are when he gets himself cleaned up and presentable. That's even I think that's even in a relationship or in a marriage. You get used to seeing your partner look a certain way, and yes, you love them and you appreciate them in their natural state, but when they put that shit on, when they go a little bit extra mile, you like, damn, babe, you know what I'm saying, like, You was trying to get yourself, you know, right for me. It's a fulfillment. It's dopamine. It's a happiness.
I feel what you're saying.
Let me ask you this. It be a lot of shorties out here that be and maybe I'm wrong. It be a lot of shorties that say that they don't do their makeup for dudes. They do their makeup and their hair and their lashes and their nails for themselves or other shorties. Do you think there's some truth to that?
So I got two answers to that. So for one,
two answers.
I mean, because I'm gonna speak to myself, and then I'm gonna speak to what I think the majority of women do. So for myself, a lot of the times I'm not heavy on makeup. Now if I'm going to an event, because I think it is important as a young woman, I've learned over the years that some events do require you to put your best on, to maybe get your makeup done, because those are special events. I'm not heavy on the makeup. I don't do my makeup every day. I'm really just learning within the last year or two how to put on a full face myself by myself without going to get my makeup done. I've never really been into that. For one, it does take it takes a very long time if you have to do a full face of makeup on top of getting yourself together. The makeup and the hair adds maybe like an extra hour when you're getting ready process. I just never been one to feel like I wanted to take all that time to do all of those things. But as I get older, I do realize, and even with dating older guys, it's appreciated sometimes when people see your maximum effort is put in. And I think a lot of women are, a lot of women feel like when you show up as your best self, and you should show up as your best self, that you get a better, I guess, response in return. Or, you know,
so you don't consider.
Go ahead.
So you don't consider that as false advertisement?
I don't consider it as false advertisement unless that's something that unless every single day of the week, and every time you see this person, they can never see you, you know, with a fresh face or without makeup. I think that's...
I mean, but we talk about like a first date type of deal, though.
Well, on the first day, I think men and women should put on their best on the first date. Because it means everything that shows that you care enough about this person to go the extra mile and to put in that effort. So that's what I speak about on the first date.
Would you say that makeup is considered like part of y'all best if that's what you use to become, like, you know, what you look like?
I think it's part of getting ready. Just like a man would go get a lining, go get his beard touched up, go get his hair retwisted, go get his hair cut. And put on his best outfit. I think because you're men and we're women, it looks different. I think it looks different of what we consider being our best self or getting ourselves together in certain situations. So I don't think that we should compare what men do to what women do as far as getting ready for each other, because it would never.
Well, totally different.
But we can compare if a guy was to If I met you and I was attracted to you, no haircut, your worst clothes, maybe not looking the best, that's different because I was already attracted to you looking like that. And if I gradually, and if you, I just think, let me just make a point. I think maximum effort should be required when you're dating somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because you always want to put on your best self. And I think I learned that in work. I think I learned that in dating. That putting on your best self and presentation does matter. Now, if presentation is all you have to give, your representative is all you have to give, then that makes a total difference, because then that person does not like you outside of what you're putting on. You know what I'm saying? But when you can be yourself and still be loved, and when you can put on something else and it just enhances male and female, that's different.
Hey, so D, go ahead, man, because I got something to say, but I'm gonna wait.
Well, I just feel like on a man piece, that's maintenance. When we get a haircut, we get a lineup, that's part of maintenance. If you get your hair done, when we get maintenance. Makeup is a fake person. I'm not seeing your true self when you put on makeup. I feel like a lot of women don't even need makeup, and then my thing is, it's a false pretense. I see you with makeup on, I'm thinking you look like this all the time. Now I wake up next to you. You ain't got no makeup on. I'm looking like, what the fuck?
Makeup, and y'all know makeup when y'all see it. Y'all know when a woman has makeup on, you know, or whatever like that, and she's presenting herself in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So you can't possibly tell me that you think when you see a woman with makeup on that is her natural face 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying I'd rather see you at your natural face.
Exactly. What if she didn't have the makeup on? Well, let's say I asked her out, boom, seen her out in public, asked her out at 2 p.m. We got dinner plans for 10:30, and now she done went home and put on a gang of makeup, and now I'm like, wait.
Hey, I don't mean to cut your joy, but sometimes when they put on makeup...
Or it could still look good. It just depends. And sometimes let's think about the fact that sometimes women don't always do things for the man appreciation. Sometimes it's what makes you feel good, what makes you feel feminine, what makes you feel like you're ready for the night.
But I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Sometimes when they put on the makeup, they don't even look that good. You know what I'm saying? They don't look good with makeup on. You look like you just got this shit caked up on your damn face. And it don't even look good. You know what I'm saying?
You know, sometimes.
But I like to build your natural state.
And eyelashes is getting out of pocket.
Let's windshield wipers you putting on your face. Now, boy, that shit just get out of pocket.
Let's not talk about the eyelashes.
That is out of hand.
You're right.
Come on now. If your eyelashes ain't, you weren't born with no eyelashes as long as a damn finger. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. This shit is ridiculous, man. And then someone be got there, we talking shit, and we blanking the eyes and shit. I'm like, man, sit your ass down somewhere, dog.
Hey, that's not to say that that's what women, what men prefer all the time, but at times when it's done right, it does look good. I mean, let's just say it looks good at times. When it's done correctly, it looks good. It is enhancement.
Yeah, exactly. I get so what you're saying, but I think
about maintenance as far as y'all haircut. Y'all men don't wear makeup, so that's why I'm trying to compare. Like, that's just like you don't want to go meet a shorty for the first time or your first day, and you don't go get groomed. You know what I'm saying? You don't go get yourself together. It just brings a feel that you care, you know, to the and it's hard to compare because men don't wear makeup, and I don't even wear makeup unless I'm going to an event. I don't think y'all probably only seen me in makeup when we had our last show. I don't wear makeup, like, you know, or, you know, whatever. I don't wear makeup on a regular, and some women do, some women don't, and that's why I say it's a difference, because I have two point of views, because I'm not one that could take an extra hour to get ready every day for work because I want to put on a full face. That's not me. But that is some women. Sometimes that's just not for you all, but that's just for their confidence, how they want to appear. But that doesn't mean they're ugly under it.
I hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, if I met you one way at 2 o'clock, I'm expecting you to be that same way by 9 o'clock.
So at what point is it acceptable for y'all women to be made up?
Right. What are we talking about here?
What?
Well, like, what are we talking about? You saying what point is it acceptable type of thing?
To me, it seems like y'all saying that women shouldn't, like, that's not something that's needed. So and when is it acceptable for y'all?
I mean, I would say special occasions. Maybe like...
Is a date not a special occasion?
Not necessarily every day. Not necessarily every day.
Day, but like I would say, like a first date, an anniversary. You know, some, you know, things that are, you know, are important to you that make you want to go the extra mile. I think that.
All right, so let me be frank about it. I would prefer not at all. So you know what I'm saying. I don't even know. I might cry a little bit if.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying. It's an event, and you know what I'm saying. My old lady not wearing no makeup, but that's what she do. You know what I'm saying. She a makeup artist, so I can't even. So you know, try to fight that.
You should have a different appreciation for real, because you know that it's not always.
Oh yeah, she does hers real good. I be seeing some shorties always, and they be botched.
It's not always an over the top thing. Sometimes it's just like a polishing thing. We want to be polished. And a lot of times for women, especially in career or especially when you're dating someone, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to want to look polished for your person. As long as it's not over the top, it don't look caked up, you don't look like a different person. I done seen the Facebook videos when women take off their makeup, they look like a whole different person. I think that's totally unacceptable, and that is false advertisement. But when it's just when it's just to be, you know, incorrect order for certain things, I don't think that that's a bad thing. But when it is used for false advertisement, it's every day, or like if y'all even used to hear about, I'm kind of like a history head, so like I watch a lot of documentaries, and I used to watch a lot of things about women who are Black but who were passing, and it is really women out there who are Black women and darker skin or darker complexion women who made their face every day for 50 years to pass as a white woman with their husband. Makeup to bed, makeup in the morning. You know what I'm saying? That is definitely for sure false advertising. But just to look polished, I don't think that's something that we should, like, you know what I'm saying, go too hard on.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying, but yeah. I don't know. I think it's really despicable being late on the first date. Nakiva asked, on the first date, what's some absolute red flags, or what's some absolute
non-negotiables
for a first date? And I said being late, and what else did I say? I said being late and eating too much.
Oh yeah, what's with the eating too much? Like, what does that look like?
Hold up. If a shorty put down $150 on top of my bill, hold up.
Yeah,
I got a problem, bro.
But what? Hold up. Who do you think you is? $150 don't equate to eating too much. Like,
I'm finna touch that.
If I get half a rack of oysters, if I give me a nice ribeye steak, some potatoes, some broccoli or some asparagus, and I get a
I'm finna tell you.
my daddy took me out to dinner for my birthday back here in August. I had a birthday. My daddy took me out to dinner. It was me, my daddy, and his girlfriend. our bill collectively came to $800. And we did go to an expensive restaurant, but I did not eat. I did not overeat. We shared a platter of 12 half-sliced oysters. I had a steak. I had lobster mac and cheese. I had a potato, and I had two martinis.
Damn.
Hey, honey.
Hey, so all I'm saying is, don't be making my bill too high. You feel me? I ain't a baller. I'm not balling out of control. I'm not Will Chamberlain, not Michael Jordan. Secondly, I mean, bro, if I see baby put down more than about a 10-ounce, 12-ounce steak,
that's a lot already. I'm not doing more than a 9-ounce.
I got a question. You feel me? I got a question, because where is you putting it? Because at this point, now I'm trying to think, like, dang, if I'm going to clap after this, she's going to be too full. You feel me?
Well,
Come on.
I have a thing, too. I have a theory that okay, so how you said you don't want women running your bill up. I feel like as men, y'all could kind of, women can suggest, like, most men, on the dates that I've been on, most men ask me, what do you like to eat? My response is always, I like steak and I like seafood. There is so many places that you could take me that have some type of steak and that has some type of seafood that's in
take you to
that's
Kong Pao, Brutal number 5.
That's in your range. So I think men need to also too date within your ranges. If you know you don't have steak 48 Ruth Chris money, don't take that woman to Ruth Chris, because she's gonna order what she wants on the menu, because the impression that you're giving is that you got Ruth Chris money. If
you're right, but shorty still shouldn't be eating that much. Damn, where you go?
No, but it does matter where you go, because you can go to an upscale restaurant and order the minimum food, and it still is a high price.
Now, what I'm saying to you is, yeah, you 100% right. Don't spend all my money. But when I say don't eat too much, I mean, like, yo, ain't no way shorty putting down that much food. Like, ain't no way, but.
So somebody's appetite can disgust you.
Yeah, probably so. And I think that's with anybody. I think that's 100% with anybody, bro. Like,
but some men, like Jordan, some women are, I'm a foodie. And I say that too. I'm a foodie. So the last day that I went on, I didn't go to anywhere shop. I went to like Bonefish Grill in Orland. And that's a like okay restaurant, but like that's not like a 5-star Ruth Chris, nothing like that. But I had, we ordered an appetizer, which we shared, which was like two or three crab cakes we shared. I had steak, I had asparagus, I had a potato, and then we had two martinis. I was nice and full. So I think it just depends on too. As the man, I feel like y'all have say so, and y'all do have leader where y'all take these women, the type of food that is going to be there, the type of food that's going to be fulfilling, and the type of food that's not going to cost you as much. Y'all have the opportunity to lead in that. A woman can tell you where she want to go, but if you're trying to stunt like you got the bread to take me to XYZ and we get there and you want me to be skimpy on the menu, it's like, why did she even bring me here?
Yeah, no, you're right.
If you want me to order a chili side menu, take me to Chili's. I ain't got no problem with that, because I'm going to still eat steak, I'm going to get a lobster tail, and I'm going to...
Yeah, but see, yeah, you had me messed up on the first date.
Hey. It won't be a second.
What? Ain't no way.
You capping? Do you capping?
No, I'm just saying though, man. But hey, and we did talk about this on Don't Live in TV also. So when a man do go out there and spend $400-$500 on the first date,
is he entitled to the cheeks?
Yeah, them cheeks.
Is he?
Is he entitled to the cheeks?
I don't think so, because I think that you have, as a man, you have full reign and opportunity to curve where the date is going to be based on your pockets. So don't take me to no restaurant where it's that I'm going to obviously rack up a $500 easily if you know you don't have that type of money. Now you're looking to clap in return because you spent $500.
But what if we take you to Chili's and you rack up $150 bill at Chili's? What if we ain't got
That's outrageous. If you rack up by yourself $150 at Chili's, and most of it is not, even, and I don't even believe, and I can't even say most of it is not drinks, because you should not be drinking $150 worth of liquor on your first night, because then you're going to be trash, and that's not cute. Nobody wants to be sloppy drunk on the first date or whatever like that. So I definitely agree with that. If I'm taking you to a restaurant, like, or even if you're a minimalist, which means, I mean, y'all know what a minimalist is. Like, you know what I'm saying? The bare minimum is what makes you happy, or like, you don't need extra, extra, extra to be able to be fulfilled. And you take somebody to like a Chili's and they racking up $200. Right. That's excessive. And you can make that assumption based on that because that's excessive. But if you take me somewhere where everything is a la carte, my stuffed chicken by itself is $70. My sides are a la carte. My drinks are $20 a drink. You know what I'm saying? You can't make that same assumption based on that. So I think y'all have full reins to control which way that goes. As men and women, we have no choice but to follow suit now for one. And then at that point, you could tell if a woman is just racking up to see what your pocket's looking like or to fuck with your money or to just, you know, overindulge for no reason versus if like, okay, I took her to this nice restaurant. I'm expecting to spend X, Y, Z. That's all I'm saying.
But if you know you ain't gonna get that guy no cheeks, I feel like you shouldn't rack the bill up no higher if you're paying for your own ticket.
No, if you feel like the date is just based on you getting cheeks and how much money you spend, you're gonna have to fuck, then you should not be dating. If you can't,
but I'm saying, my thing is, if you want to spend $300 by yourself, why you expect that man to spend $300?
I agree. And if you don't want her to spend $300, don't take her somewhere where that's an easy.
Let me say something real quick, bro. The reason that dates probably even exist because if dudes was to just walk up to shorties straight up and be like, "Hey, yo, I'm trying to clap right now," most shorties probably wouldn't go for it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be considered kind of rude. So that's why.
Yeah, because it's kind of rude, and then. It's like, okay, if we're going to go back to the femininity and masculinity thing, like, what happened to chivalry? What happened to, like, courting women?
Women killed that shit. But what you mean, what happened to it?
I don't think it's cute. I think a lot of women still get... That's why we're having a conversation right now, because it's not cute. And men are still courting women. And now men are getting upset about the way that women are wanting to be courted or the things that they're putting out there that they can't really provide or handle. So it's like, don't speak, don't take nobody out above your means, don't speak above your means, and don't put out there that you can do something above your means if it's going to bother you later, whether you get the cheeks or not. If I was a guy, I would probably think the same way, like, shit, she's spending $700, I want to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably think the same way if I was a man, but I would also think, like, shit, if I ain't got the $700, $600, $500 that I could spare if you can't spend it without getting the cheeks, you don't need to go there on the first date.
You're right. People shouldn't be leading with money. I think dudes should just ask shorties if they could clap, and then there's your answer. Because think about it like this, bro. Off bat, if you approach a shorty or if a shorty approach you, she already know if she gonna let you clap.
Not always off the first approach, but off
the first approach. I'm a firm believer.
No. I ain't gonna lie. In some capacities, yes.
Come on, off the first 10 minutes. Off the first 3 minutes, you already know if you'll let a dude clap or not.
In some capacities, yes, that is true. But in some capacities, it's not. So I think that on both sides, like, let's just give each other even playing field and say, like, sometimes what men expect to go down is not what's going to go down. And what women expect to go down, sometimes that's not going to be feasible. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a 7-figure nigga and you dating a 3-figure nigga, you need to order a 3-figure meal. But if that 3-figure nigga is coming off like a 7-figure nigga, you can stand when she ordered that meal. I'm sorry.
You say what, George? I said, I ain't like how she said that last.
Did I put the ER?
It sounded real ER-ish.
Okay. I don't even like the curse. I'm really trying to get away from cursing, but if that 3-figure guy is presenting himself like a 7-figure guy, you can't be mad when she ordered a 7-figure meal because that's what you presented to me that was okay.
You're right. Hey, listen, man. Do we got another topic? Because we had an hour here.
We might need to do a part two to this because
we need to do a part two. Kiana will be with us on the next
one. I think that it can go longer if we expand on like the topic. So I think let's do a part two to this. And I think listeners, y'all should write in and say what y'all feel on this topic. What's your non-negotiables? What's your red flags on the day? I don't think we really got into red flags really too deep because I think we can get deeper on the red flags. But what's your non-negotiables? What's your list? Go ahead.
Yeah, you right. D, we ain't never get to your non-negotiables. You ain't never said that.
Hey, man. Hey, the non-negotiable is not coming natural. And coming with a friend. Don't do that.
Coming with a friend, boy.
Coming with a friend, dog.
If you come with a friend on the day, you're trying to do a little something that's
okay. No, you got some females, man. Hey, I just met this dude. I want to go out. And this is how they set it up. You already at the restaurant waiting. Do you mind if I bring my friend? I'm looking like, damn.
What if the friend sit at the bar? Like, they don't sit with you.
But I haven't experienced nothing like that, but I have went out or engaged with certain males, and I'd be like, hey, can you go around the corner to this restaurant? I'm going to call you if I need you, or I'm going to call you if I need to get out this jam real quick or something like that. But as far as bringing somebody on the day, I think that is absolutely unacceptable. That's weird. And it's like,
what if they sit at the bar? Like, what if it's two shorties and her friend sit at the bar, just peeped scene, you don't even know it?
Okay, then. You don't know it. So out of sight, out of mind.
But if you make it known that, hey, look, you don't bump your friends on our date? Nah, dog.
Yeah, if you making it known, that's weird. Or if you like, oh, yeah, my friend's at the bar. I got her waiting just in case you acting crazy. Like, no, that's a little like, I think it's okay to protect yourself, have your friends on the scene with you. But I think out of sight, out of mind, nobody needs to know. And it needs to be like a precaution thing only, not like a thing brought to the forefront. I would never bring a friend on a date with me because it's like, what are you even doing? Why am I on this date if I don't even want to spend time with you and I want somebody else to be engaged in our conversation? As a grown woman, it's stuff that, like, I feel like my friends don't need to be privy to when I'm getting to know somebody, because your friend's representation of what a guy should be or what they expect in a guy can maybe clout your judgment, but they could try to put things into your mind of why you shouldn't date this person. So I'm a firm believer now, especially now at this age I am, and like being experienced of getting to know people myself, by myself. Anybody that I'm dating newly, I'm not trying to bring you to my friend's crib. I'm not trying to bring you to no get-togethers. I'm not trying to bring you to none of that until I get to know you as a person, and then I choose to bring you around those people because I know you're a good fit for me. I'm comfortable in what you like, how you act, how you carry yourself. You know, I'm not looking for nobody else's approval by the time I bring you around. Next person approval that I'm looking for by the time I bring you around is like my parents or my family. But just like bring around my friend, like, girl, let me see how you think he act or whatever like that. I think that's giving kind of challenge at this age, because what you think is what matters at the end of the day.
And the number one, being late, you know what I'm saying? I can't stand being late. Be on time. If I tell you you need to be at the restaurant at 8, I expect you to be there 7:50. You know what I'm saying? Being late because you had to put on eyelashes. Come on, that's
what if some men be like, okay, my bad, I'm running late. I had to get gas. I had to do this. I know, you know, you had to get gas, so go do that.
Now,
first,
my
so.
Thing is, if you know you're going on, a date, you should have all the getting gas and all this other stuff should be already taken care of.
I'm with
before
that.
The time for the date. I can't stand the person being late, because now with you being late, that means they're gonna tell me you're gonna be late. And if we choose to go into a relationship, you're always going to be late. I'm always going to be sitting around waiting on you.
Dude.
Yeah.
When you first started dating, then y'all had horses and carriage back then?
Boy, you still...
horses and buggies.
Hey, he just woke up and want to have a joke.
I was never asleep. I was just listening.
They've been listening to our own show.
I got a question for y'all. I got a question. Before we end... And I'm gonna leave this as my last question. I'm gonna let y'all answer. Do y'all think it's acceptable to take some, even if you're not trying to have sex or whatever, do you think it's acceptable to show somebody like where you live on the first date? It's not even
hell
as far.
No.
I mean, I'm not gonna say where you live, because men pick up women from their house sometimes on first date. But as far as like letting them in, chilling with them in your crib on the first date or the first like link.
You're still a stranger,
Not no more. Not no more. Then you
still a stranger.
You having people waiting in the closet trying to rob you and do some shit to you. Nope.
Yep.
You got to clap in the car.
You hear me? Or my mama.
I think that men
then they got to be at the police station.
I think that want to pressure themselves. You know, I'm really tired of being the only girl on these conversations.
I agree with you, Nakiva. I'm not linking up with no shorty at her crib trying to crack, bro, because it's just too dangerous, bro.
I wanted to know. I wanted to know from that standpoint, because I think a lot of men now are taking more into consideration that women have crazy exes, crazy baby daddies.
There you go.
I don't know. A lot of men think, too, now is not coming to a woman crib without their pistol, like.
I don't go nowhere without my pistol.
Because Chris, you may broke up with him, but he ain't broke up with you. And now I'm over there chilling. Come on. No.
Now you're trying to use me for getting back
the trash. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
We're leaving it on that point. I also want to say to women, like, women, when y'all dating, y'all on the scene, or even, you know what I'm saying, if you still getting your groove back, if you're dating, if you're on the scene, be careful about who you bring to your headquarters and where you lay your head at. That's your place of peace. That's your place of comfort. That's your kids' place of peace. Your kids' place of comfort. I've always been the type of person, I don't really let nobody... I already had like some type of real connection with you to let you know where I live at. I've even talked to police officers and I won't let them know where I live at because I have like a thing about like, okay, if they crazy, they can be crazy as hell too, but who you gonna call if they get to going crazy on you? Like, they gonna tell their police friends don't pull up. You know what I'm saying? Don't pull up because it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think that, like, you know, just be safe and be cautious about who you bring to your space, where you lay your head at as women. You know what I'm saying? We're vulnerable. You can have a gun, you can have a pistol, you can have your mace, you can have whatever. You could think that that's, the stuff won't happen to you, but always be cautious about where your place of peace is. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with meeting up with somebody outside of home or at a place, or even letting them pick you up from somewhere. But as far as entering into your place of peace and knowing the ins and outs and escape routes and where you keep stuff at your house and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? That's unacceptable as women. So let's make sure that we being safe and that we being on the same page with the men that are coming in our life and that's picking us up. Me personally, in the last year, it's not nobody that took me on a date or that has been to my house or my home, and I don't know where their home is. I don't know what their home looks like. I don't know what kind of car they drive. I don't know what their driveway looks like. I don't know, you know, the numbers on their house. If I need, you know, it's just certain things that you have to be aware of and that you have to be, and that you have to have secure.
Hey, God, I'm funny, man.
Hey, what do you say?
He just said, oh my gosh.
No, I'm dead ass serious. I'm that type of person. The last date that I went on, dude picked me up from my house and I said, can you tell me about your house so I can know you live at?
That nigga took you to the tribe.
He definitely did not take me to the tribe. Cause I don't.
You really could have took you anywhere though. That's crazy.
Nah, dude took me to his crib and took me in his house and like
his home bar.
I looked at everything from the mail. I looked at the numbers on the house to the mail. And when I ain't gonna lie, when niggas go in the gas station, I'm looking into the glove compartment. Is this even really your car? Like, I don't play them type of games.
Hell no.
Hey, but that's funny because if a shorty be like, hey, can you take me by your crib so I can see? I'm instantly thinking, like, oh, she's trying to get straight to business. It's cool.
Yeah. Whatever. you can think whatever you want to think, but that don't mean it's going down.
Nah, I would think she's trying to set me up and rob me. Hell no, I'm good. You can get out.
But yeah, it's okay for you to pick them up and you see where they lay their head in, where their kids live, and where they...
What if that ain't even where she stay at, though?
You feel me?
I would think you knowing if you pick me up from my... I'm gonna have my homegirl come and get ready.
Man, shorties be a thing, nigga, Chris.
For real.
Getting picked up.
You know what? It's hour 20. We need this to make part two because y'all do too.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Dope Living TV, man. Marcella, we're gonna invite her on part two of this show right here, man. Give her input. I think she have a different input from a woman point of view. So we're gonna have Jordan reach out. We'll have Jordan reach out and see can we get her on the next show. Well, y'all check out Dope Living. I'm saying it right, Jordan.
Yeah, Dope Living TV.
Yeah, Dope Living TV, man. It's a great episode, man. Me and Jordan was on the episode on Monday and Tuesday. What they call it? Love Circle?
Relationship Roundtable.
Yeah, Relationship Roundtable. So, man, y'all check that out, man. But
I think we should have a Black Love episode.
Black Love? We're going to call it a Love Circle, like D said. Let's do it.
Ain't that somebody else's title already?
What?
Ain't Love Circle somebody else's title?
Hey, no, you talking about the red table.
Oh, okay, no. Yeah, we need to take
that one, but that one going out of business.
Y'all trying to play matchmaker?
listeners, write in and let us know if you want to have like a little love segment where we talk to couples that have been establishing what keeps it spicy, what keeps it going, and what they think about dating. I think that that's important to know. People that got longevity, what they think. So that's my.
And should your man carry a purse with pads in it?
But ain't no way, bro.
We ain't talking about Calvin right now, but okay.
Keep my name out your mouth. Hold on now.
Hey, man, this has been another episode of the D-Stock Show.
So, and we out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, love y'all. All right.